7. They're under pressure.
We come to you, and O God, knowing that thou art our only King.
You're listening to the program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with Brother Yasser Ibrahim.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Dear listeners, welcome to another episode of Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with me, Brother Yasser Ibrahim. One of the important matters or important topics that every Muslim needs to study, or at least needs a basic understanding of, is their belief structure, the aqaid. What does a Muslim believe in? Why do they believe in such a thing? What are the proofs of such a belief? This is something that is incumbent upon all Muslims. Rather, all people. Every person who wants to believe in a certain idea, in a certain construct, in a certain whatever, they need to know why that particular belief, or why that particular idea is valid. Therefore, they need proof for it. And obviously, within the scope of beliefs, theology, or aqa'id, the biggest and most important faculty that we have is the faculty of the intellect or rationale. Every individual must come to the conclusion for themselves that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one, that there was a need and a necessity for him to send the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that this Prophet is in contact with the divine realms, and that which what the Prophet brought us is something that has come from that divine realm and is a means by which I can attain felicity and salvation. It shows me the purpose of my existence on this material plane of existence. So therefore we see that many books have been written on the subject of aqaid or theology, beliefs, whatever you want to call them. And one of those books is the one that we will hopefully, inshallah, mention and introduce to our dear listeners in our next segment. So please stay tuned.
Why do we read books in the first place? What are books good for?
We read books because we don't want to reinvent the wheel, if you will.
We'd better take advantage of human cultural and intellectual heritage, particularly related to our daily activities, such as our physical, mental, spiritual, or even religious health.
We can't ignore the past thoughts and experiences. To do so, we need to boost our bookshelf.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio. So the book that we would like to introduce to our dear listeners today is titled The Revealer, The Messenger, The Message. This book was written by that great scholar, Shaheed Muhammad Baqir, or Shaheed Sayyid Muhammad Baqir As-Sadr, rahmatullah alayh. Obviously, it was originally written in Arabic. The book was then translated into English by Dr. Mahmoud Ayyub, who has also recently passed away. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive him, inshallah. And it was published by the World Organization for Islamic Services, that is, that has the acronym of WOFIS. And the first edition of this particular book was printed in the year 1980. So it's a very old book, but it is a very worthwhile book to read. It's a very good book to have. So this book, for example, and it's available on the internet, by the way, so whoever wishes can find it online. It is, you know, something worth having and reading. So the book obviously goes through the three stages of aqaid. Obviously, first discussing the revealer, which is who? Which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who revealed this book, or revealed rather the message to us. He is the revealer. He's the one who does this. So, for example, it continues in belief in God, the scientific argument for the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the exalted, how to apply the method to prove the existence of it, and so on and so forth. It goes into the existence of God, how to prove the existence of God and of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the revealer. The next argument is the messenger, that is the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who is the Prophet? What is prophethood? What is the necessity of prophethood? So we have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the revealer of the message, to hood the messenger, who is in the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And obviously the message is Islam. The message comes to us in the form of the noble Quran. What is this message? What is our duty towards this message? And so on and so forth. The book is not a very big book. It is printed in A5 paper or an A5 size. And it's a very good book. It's a very good translation. As I said, the translator who recently also passed away was someone well-versed in Arabic and English. And hopefully, inshallah, the dear listeners can benefit from this book. So inshallah, saying that and looking that, we understand that the revealer is about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is about Tawheed. The messenger obviously is about Nabu'ah and the Prophet. And obviously the message therefore is about everything else. For example, Adl, resurrection, and everything else that falls into the beliefs, which is all part of the message of Islam. So inshallah, in our next segment, we'll be reading a portion of this book for our dear listeners. So please stay tuned.
Among the sacred texts we have received to help us understand where we came from and where we are going as a human race are most rich in helping us find our direction. They narrate stories of our past. But where have they brought us? Where are their messages now? Are we the people of belief, or have we become the people of the boxes? Is there wisdom trapped in our bookshelves? Bookshelves, bookshelves, bookshelves.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with me, Brother Yasser Ibrahim. The book that we introduced to our dear listeners today was titled The Revealer, The Messenger, The Message, the English translation of the book by Shaheed As-Sayyid Muhammad Baqir As-Sadr, rahmatullah alayhi, and translated by Dr. Mahmoud Ayyub. It was published in the year 1980 by Wofus. So a part of the book, so we will read the end of the section of the book, the message, which is about Islam. So also on page 137, Islam. As for the message, it is Islam, the religion of God with which he sent Muhammad, Allah's blessings and peace be upon him and his household, as a mercy to mankind. The first and foremost purpose of Islam is the establishment of a relationship between man and his Lord, and man's return, ma'ad, to God on the day of judgment. Thus, it first related man to the one and true God, to whom man's untainted native religious intuition, the fitrah, points. It stressed the oneness of the true God in order to abolish all manner of artificial deification, so that it made the profession of divine oneness, shahada, there is no God but Allah, its motto. Since prophethood is the only direct mediation between creation and the Creator, its witness for the oneness of God, the Creator, and its link with the one and true God may be considered as sufficient basis for the proof of divine unity, Tawheed. Secondly, the connection of man with the day of judgment and the return, Ma'ad, to God is stressed in order that the only way in which conflicts may be resolved and at the same time divine justice established can be found, as we have already seen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to truly understand Him, His Messenger, and His message, inshallah, and to make us of the true followers of it and of the Imam of our time, inshallah, by doing so. Inshallah, until next time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Bookshelf with Brother Yasser Ibrahim on RIB English Radio.